before that we have again repeated the Tzibuyim on the Asiyas HaMishkan, the Midrashim talk about it. Why is it repeated seven times? It says seven times in the Chumash you should build a Mishkan. Problematic. So the Torah writes together with Asiyas HaMishkan, we're not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos, and the Gemara understands this to mean that that's how the definition of a Malacha is Hach Tehavim Mishkan Hashiva Karaliya. That's the Gemara, the first daf in Bava Kama. That whatever activities were important for the Asiyas HaMishkan are labeled as an Ab Malacha. We know there are 39 Avos Malachas. One time in the Gemara seems to derive the institution of Lamates Avos Malachas from the Gematria Eileh HaDvarim. That the word Eileh, Aleph Lamed Hey, is 36, but Gematria and Dvarim is 2. Yud Rabbi Mishnayim, because it says HaDvarim, so it's 3, 36 and 3 is 39. That's a Gemara Masechah Shabbos. So the Pnei Yeshua says on that Gemara that that's not a real Yalfusa. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the Gematrios, the Parparos, La Chachma. They're not dinim that they learned that from Gematrios. They're cute Ramazim, Sasmachta, but that's not a real Yalfusa. The Gemara in the first Perek in Nazir has one opinion. Sounds like he's learning out the din, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. That you cannot accept the net of Naziris for less than 30 days. So one opinion in the Gemara sounds like he's learning it up in the Gematria, Kodosh Yihyeh Gadel Peres Darosho, that the word Yihyeh, the Gematria, is 30. So there also, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah, that's not the real Yalfusa. You never learn out any halachas from the Gematria. The Gemara just says, in the Mishkan, there were 39, they figured out, there were 39 important activities that were necessary for the Asiyas HaMishkan, so that's how they determined that there are 39 Avos Malachim. So the Torah puts together the din of Shabbos together with the din of the mitzvah of Asiyas HaMishkan, that one is not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of Asiyas HaMishkan. Mice in the Midbar, they did. They had the Shivas Yimei Miluim. They put up the Mishkan, they took it down, put it up, took it down every day for 7 days, the last 7 days in Chodesh Ador. So that's what the Mefarshim is. What do you mean? It says in the Chumash, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Then they went ahead and they were Mechal Shabbos. Apparently that's not called Asiyas HaMishkan. That's already, when the Mishkan was put up from day number one, the first day of the Shivas Yimei Miluim, the 23rd day of Ador, whatever, so it was up already. So the Asiyas HaMishkan was completed. The taking down, putting up, taking down, that was part of like HaKrovos HaKarbonos. The Mishkan was up already, like there are Karbonos out of Deich HaShabbos. If it's a Korban Shizman HaKavua, the din is at his Deich HaShabbos. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the second parak in Tmura that a korban shezmanu kavua is decha tumah and a korban shezmanu kavua is decha Shabbos. It doesn't really depend on korban tzibur versus korban yochid. We usually say that tumah is mutah b'tzibur. So the Mishnah says it's lav davke. 95% of the 99% of the korbanos tzibur are zmanu kavua. 1% of korbanos tzibur are not zmanu kavua. So the takanat decha Shabbos. In the reverse, probably about 90% of Korbanos HaYochid are not Zman HaKavua. 10% are Zman HaKavua. Whatever Zman HaKavua is Decha Shabbos and Decha Tuma. So here, it means for Asiyas HaMishkan there's no Zman Kavua. So that's not Decha Shabbos. The Shivas Me'am Milonim, Baruch Shalom Tom, you have to do it these 7 days. And in the course of 7 days, of course, you're going to have a Shabbos. So that was Zman HaKavua. So that was Decha Shabbos. Asiyas HaMishkan is not Decha Shabbos, means Stam Asiyah. If you can do it tomorrow, do it today, do it yesterday. So don't do it on Shabbos. But this is like Zman HaKavua. So this was Decha Shabbos. The Pasuk describes the din of Shabbos. It doesn't say Sheshes Yamim Ta'aseh Melacha. It says Sheshes Yamim Te'aseh Melacha. Bayom HaShvi'i Yihyeh Lechem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbos L'Hashem. Why does it say Te'aseh Melacha? So the Mechilta talks about that. So this is a mocker for the institution of Amir al-Nochri. That even if the Malacha is done on Yidei Acherim, you shouldn't have it done on Shabbos. We assume Amir al-Nochri is only the Rabbana. The Gemara, we had the Gemara in Gittin, the first parak, Dab Zayin and Beis. The Gemara said beferish that Amir al-Nochri is Shavus, and that's why you have a whole list of 10, 15 Haterim. And Amir al-Nochri. If Amir al-Nochri would have been in Issa Deraisa, there wouldn't be any kulas. Unless a suffix hakonas nefoshes. Amir al-Nochri is Deraisa. If the Nochri is a Ger Toshav, that's how the Gemara seems, that's how the Tosis points out in Yevamos. Amira the Ger Toshav is an Isur Deraisa. Asas Kamalach Atamin has said the Ger Chashe B'Sharecha. Ger Chashe B'Sharecha doesn't go on a Ger Tzedek. A Ger Tzedek is included Atah. Asas Kamalach Atah. Speaking, the Torah is speaking to the Gerim as well. So Ger Chashe B'Sharecha means that a Jew is not permitted to ask a Ger Tzedek to do Malacha. Ger Tzedek is Lifnei Iver. Means you're not permitted to ask a Ger Toshav to do Malacha. Even though the Ger Toshav is not forbidden to do malacha, but that Amir Liakum has their eyes. So the Amir Liakum to a regular nachar is not a great toshav. That's called the Tikkun Rabban Kain, the Raisi Tikkun. That was patterned after that Amir Liakum. So what do you mean over here? What is the pasuk write it? Sheish Sam Teyasem Malacha. The malacha may be done Idea Cherim, and on Shabbos you're not allowed to have it even done Idea Cherim. You can't be talking about Amir Liakum. Amir Liakum is only the Rabbanim. It's not talking about Ger Toshav. Toshav is an Aseres Adibris, it says. So the Netziv has his fantastic Kiddush. The Netziv writes commentaries on Chumash like a Tana. Makes up his own drushes. That's why they were those Gedolim in Europe who were not so enamored of the Bir HaNetziv on Chumash. He wasn't a Tana. So he has over here an original Kiddush. Says, let's see, he'll set up everything on a Shabbos clock. And all the malachas will occur on Shabbos. So strictly speaking, the Natar is mutar. But for Asiyas HaMishkan, you're not allowed to do it. The din is that Asiyas HaMishkan is not Dech HaShabbos, except for the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, that was Mana Kavua. But in general, Asiyas HaMishkan is not Dech HaShabbos, not only not Dech HaShabbos, if you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Asiyas HaMishkan, even Teyaseh Malachi, even Aidei Nochri, even Aidei Shabbos clock, the Mishkan has to be built Bechol. It's an original interpretation. It's a very big Kiddush. The expression Shabbos Shabboson appears in Chumash, I think, 5 times. And there's one place in Mishalach where it says Shabboson. Shabbos Kodesh Lashem has it the reverse. First it says Shabboson by the man, not coming down on Shabbos. So the tour, the Pirish and the tour on the Chumash, has an interpretation of what the Mechilta is talking about. The Mechilta says, you see, from this phrase Shabbos Shabboson, that you're supposed to be Mosif Mechol al HaKodesh. Where do you see Mosif Mechol al HaKodesh? So the Torah says, you have to be Mosif Mechol al HaKodesh. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the first paragraph test, Lefaneho uliachreho. You have to have Tosefes Shabbos before Shabbos begins late on Friday afternoon. And that after Motzoi Shabbos, you have to have Tosefes, both. So the Torah understands that the word Shabbos in the Chumash refers to Shabbos. The word Shabboson means Shvisim and Malach, even though it's not Shabbos. So when it says in Mishalach Shabboson, Shabbos Kodesh Lashem, that's referring to the Shvisim and Malacha before Shabbos enters. And the 5 times that it says Shabbos, Shabboson, that's referring to Tosefes Shabbos Leachreha. It's an interesting interpretation of the Mechilta, but the Mechilta has that. The Gemara does not have that. The Gemara has other Mekoris to indicate that there's an institution of Tosefes Shabbos. The Rambam passed, and there's only a din of Tosefes by Yom Kippur, Lefanei Leachreha. Shabbos in the Yantavi doesn't write anything. He doesn't write a word. So the Stechemet quotes a big machlekes tachreinim. What is the Rambam's opinion? No one will ever know. We'll have to go ask the Rambam. What he meant. The Rambam doesn't say a word. So some achreinim understand. The Rambam holds, you know, there's no mitzvah to be mosif mechol al hakodesh. That on Shabbos not a yantav. But if you are mosif, it'll be chal min haTorah. The other achreinim say no. Where? If you're Moisev, it's only Chal Med Rabbanon. It's not Chal Med HaTorah. Why should you say it's Chal Med HaTorah? And many Acharonim say it's also wrong. It's not even Chal Med Rabbanon. Who says? Yom Kippur, there's a Chiv Men HaTorah to be Moisev Mechol HaKadosh Lepono Bali Acharov. And Shabbos Yontav, the Rambam doesn't say a word. So it's not Mechuyiv. And it's not Chal Med HaTorah. It's not even Chal Med Rabbanon. It's a Gonish Men Gosh. That's the Pashtus in the Rambam.
No, Mar said it tonight. The Amorayim did it. He started Shabbos right now.
The Gemara says they daven Shabbos Diga davening after Plaga Mincha before Laila. So the Rambam quotes that then you can daven before Laila. Then the Gemara says they said Kiddush. How can you say Kiddush if it's not Shabbos? So the Rambam quotes the din. And he writes, just like Havdalah, the Gemara says, if you have a Shas Latchak, you can say Havdalah late on Shabbos afternoon. Our Shabbos is not over yet. When you recite Havdalah, you don't succeed in chasing away the Shabbos. It's still Shabbos till the end of Shabbos. So the Rambam says, you see, that Havdalah should be recited near the time of Yetzias HaShabbos, either right before Shabbos is over or right after Shabbos is over. So he says, Kiddush should be recited approximately at the time of Knesset HaShabbos. Either Samach Lefaneha, Ktsas, either soon before Shabbos is about to enter, or soon after Shabbos entered. The Rambam is the one who writes, when you come home, you Kaddish Miyad. Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rambam. You should recite Kiddush right away. You shouldn't sing some of these Miris and everything, and then say Divrei Torah and postpone. You should recite Kiddush as soon as possible. Because the Rambam writes that the Kiddush should be, you can't recite Kiddush the split second that Shabbos enters. But the Rambam writes, you should recite Kiddush approximately at the time of Knesset HaShabbos, Samach L'Knesasa L'Faneha O'Li'achreha. So the Rambam understands that Gemara in Brachas and Daftar Zayin, that the Amoraim said Kiddush. They davened Ma'ariv early after Plag HaMincha, and they said Kiddush, and they started the meal. It wasn't Shabbos, they were Yotzei Kiddush, even though it's Erev Shabbos. The Bali HaTosfos assumed not so. The Bali HaTosfos assumed the way you assume, that you're only Yotzei Kiddush on Shabbos. Can't be Yotzei Kiddush on Erev Shabbos. But the Rambam proves it from Havdalah. He said, you see from the Gemara, you can say Havdalah before Shabbos is over. So you can say Kiddush before Shabbos ended also. Kiddush and Havdalah are Samach L'Knesis HaShabbos and Samach L'Yitzias HaShabbos. V'mol HaLamentes HaVas Melachis the Chumash singles out Lo Yisabar Reish B'Chomash V'Sechem B'Yayim HaShabbos Havara. The Tanoim and Dafayin and Masech HaShabbos had a whole discussion on this. Why was Havara singled out? Manish Tana Havara from all the other Malachas. So one Tana came up with the Ein Fal, not accepted, that Havara Lelav Yotzas. On all the other 38 Malachas, there's an Issa Kores and there's an Einesh Skilo. And Havara only has a Lav. There's no Kores and there's no Skilo. There's even one opinion in Tesvis in the first Perek in Psochem on Dafayim and Beis that according to that Tana, there are only 38 malachas on Yontif. Havara doesn't carry over from Shabbos to Yontif. The only things that carry over are malachas. Shvisas behemto and in Shulchan Aruch it says Shvisas behemto doesn't carry over. So Havara doesn't carry over either. Havara is not really a malacha. According to this Tana, that Havara lalav yotzas, there's no chorus and there's no skila. So Tosfos has one opinion, Havara is bechlal not a malacha. It's mutar and yod. That's a very extreme opinion. Anyway, the Gemara said we don't accept that opinion. We paskin havara as lachalak yotzas. The teacher says the din of chiluk malachas. It's not the lav yotzas. There is a discussion. There's a further discussion. According to that opinion of that Tana, that havara the lav yotzas is that only havara. What about kibui? The two malachas are connected. They're related. Havara and kibui. Havara is to make a fire. Kibui is to put out the fire. So if you say that havara, making a fire is a major act of creativity. You make a fire, you make all the engines go. All the creative activity in the world is based on energy that you get from fire. So if Havara is only lelav yotzos, the kibui should be a kavachem, that should be only lelav yotzos. The twin malacha. That's how Rav Menashe Ilya was a contemporary of the Vilna Gaon. He was a big genius. He was an original thinker. He was so original, he used to give his own interpretations in the Gemara. So he used to, by profession, he was a malamed for little children. But he gave his own interpretations, so the parents always fired him. They wanted him to teach Rashi and Tosfos. They didn't want to teach his own pshatim. And then years later, after he passed away, the Vilna Shas printed the Pirush Rabbeinu Hananel. So a lot of times they found he was mechaven to Rabbeinu Hananel, but he was already in the grave at the time that they discovered the Kisviyat from the Rabbeinu Hananel. So he wrote a Sefer Alfei Menashe. He has a lot of his original Chidushim there. So the Rashash, on Dafayin Gimel, in Masech HaShabbos, refers to this Sefer. Apparently he was a relative of his. He refers to him as Sher Besori, the author of the Alfei Menashe, writes in the Sefer that according to the Tana, that Havor Lelav Yatzos, so Kibui is certainly Lelav Yatzos. Kavachem Kibui is also Lelav Yatzos. So the Rashash writes that with all due respect, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara is Beferish. The Gemara in Krisus has two brises, a machlekes hatanoim. One is mechata b'gecholim, somebody who pokes around in the coals. So the Gemara says, you're over on two malachas, you're over on mechaba and you're over on mavir. How so? So the Gemara, Rashi always explains, that when you have a burning hot coal, if it's black, that's not called esh. So some of the coals in the middle of a fire will be orange, and other coals will be black. When you poke around, you'll be putting some of the coals that were on the bottom on top, and they'll flare up, they'll become orange. So that's Havara. And some of those that were orange and glowing will now become black. They'll still be burning hot, but when it's black, then it's called Kibui. because they're no longer glowing. So the Gemara says, one who does chatel yaskecholim on Shabbos b'shoigei is chayv achatos. How many chatos does he chayv? One brisa says chayv shtayim, one brisa says chayv achas. So the Gemara says that's the machlokes of yold havara lelav yotzer. So there's no kore, so there's no chatos for havara. There'll only be a chatos for kibui. And if you hold havara lechalak yotzer, not lelav yotzer, so then you're chayv shtayim. So it's a beferish, the Gemara increases and the end increases. that even if you hold like the Tana Havara, the Lav Yotzes, but Kibui is not the Lav Yotzes. Kibui has Karis. Kibui has Karis and Kibui has Misal. So we paskin that Havara is not different from all the other Ovam Malachas, they're all the same. You have a pasuk earlier when the Torah warns about the Shmira Shabbos and it says, Bacharish of Akotzer Tishbos. So Rashi and Chumash quotes a machlokes hatanoim. It says 6 days you can do malach, and the seventh day you shouldn't do malach. Bacharish of Akotzer Tishba. Rashi quotes a machlokes hatanoim. Is that referring to Shemitah? And the 6 days really means 6 years? And the seventh day means the seventh year? Well, no, it's talking about Shabbos. Bacharish of Akotzer, but the two malachas, so Charisha and Ketzira, forbidden on Shabbos. So if the pasuk is talking about Shemitah, it's okay. So Shemitah, Charish, and Ketzira are also. But if you hold the pasuk is talking about Shabbos, so there are 39 malachas. Why does the Chumash single out Charish of Akotzer? So it's very problematic. The Gemara never says a word about this. The Gemara doesn't have any discussion. In Yerudei and Siman Beis, they quote the Mishnah in Chulin that if a Nochri shechts a behema, Shchitas Nochri Nevela, Metami B'masa, Nochri cannot shecht the behema. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara Chulin Daf Hey. Sometimes you have a Jew who's dina kenochri. You have a Jew who's mumma lechol dina atorah, doesn't keep any of the mitzvahs at all. Mumma lerov dina atorah. So mumma dina kakum. What if he's only a mumma ledover echod? He's also dina kakum. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, and we paskin no. We paskin there are only two exceptions to the rule where a person is a mumma ledover echod is dina kenochri. One is mumma l'avodah zarah. If a person worships avodah zarah, even though he keeps everything else, like tefillin, Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras, Hamashpach, everything, but he goes to church. He prays to Avodah Zarah. So that's Dina Kakum. And then the other exception to the rule is Amchal Shabbos Beferhesia, Dina Kakum. Even though he observes all the other mitzvahs, Amchal Shabbos Beferhesia is Dina Kakum. So this is quoted in every day, Simon Beis, Shchitas Nochri and Shchitas Yisrael Mumer. There's a whole machlokes there in the Shach whether these dinim, that Yisrael is a Mumer, Dina Kakum. And Shchitas and the Veil, is that a din d'oraisa or is that an invention mid the Rabbanim? Some hold some Rishonim and Acharonim hold that that's only a Chumer mid the Rabbanim. It's not a din d'oraisa. There is a din d'oraisa that a Mumer is not part of Klal Yisrael. Whenever there's a mitzvah, it has to do with Klal Yisrael. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah, the end of Chelek, the end of Sanhedrin, writes that he lists off what he considers are the Yud Gimel Ikori Huaymuno. Then he says, whoever believes in these Rikori Hemun is a chelik of Klal Yisrael. Whoever doesn't subscribe to the Rikori Hemun is not a chelik of Klal Yisrael. So that, everybody agrees to. That one who's a mumer, one who doesn't believe in Rikori Hemun, and one is mumer Chal Shabbos, Befraesia, one who's a mumer Lavad Zareh, is not part of Klal Yisrael, that yes. So let's say you're not allowed to take Machzus HaShekel from him. Because Machzus HaShekel has to do with Klal Yisrael, bring the Karbonis Tzibur. So that's what the Menachas Chino says, everybody would agree that's a din d'oraisa. But if he shechts a behemah, that's shchitas and aveila, so that the Shach quotes, that's a machlekes rishainim, the machlekes achrenim, whether that's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan. So there, Rabbi Kiveger, on the bottom of the page in Yerideya, on the Gilyon of the Yerideya, quotes from the Sefer Ha'itur. Sefer Ha'itur quotes from the Gaonim, an opinion, an old opinion, that Mumel Chal Shabbos Befrahes Yedina Ka'akum is only a Malechas HaKarka. Let's say the guy's a barber, and he gives haircuts, a Jewish barber gives haircuts on Shabbos. Or he's a tailor, and he's open on Shabbos, and everybody sees he's sewing things on Shabbos. Korea, Teifer, Chal Shabbos Befrahes, he carries, he drives a car. So Rebbe Kivege quotes this opinion from the Sefer Ha'itur, that only Mumer L'chal Shabbos Befehesia B'Avodas HaKarka is Dina Kakum. So the question is, where in the world did that come from? The Gemara never makes a distinction between Avodas HaKarka and the other Malachas. Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe these Ga'inim got it from the Pasuk, that the Pasuk singles out B'Charsha B'Kotzer Tishboi, speaks about plowing and about harvesting. So maybe they understood that that singled out, Avodas HaKarka singled out, then get to this Din D'oraisa. that Mumalach al Shabbos befres is Dina Ka'akum, either it is not part of Klal Yisrael, or Dina Ka'akum all the time. However, part of it is their Isa, maybe all of it is their Isa, part of it for sure is their Isa. So that you have the Shitas HaRishonim HaGoinim that it only applies to Avodas HaKarka.
The Shailas David writes that Mumar Dina Ka'akum, so you can even sell your Chametz to him. Would we be
Simchanat Kula? No, I don't think he says he can sell your Chametz. He says Chametz Shavala Pesach, the penalty. If you sell a Chametz to him, you're Ivan Lifnei Iver. Because he's Ivan Bal Yerah by Matzah.
He's amazing. Tosfos Rit says even.
Okay, no, the Shailas David says, B'diyeved, Chametz Shal Yisrael Shavala Pesach is Osir, Chametz Shal Akum is Mutar. So Rav David Al Kalina writes, Chametz Shal Mumar, Shavala Pesach is called Chametz Shal Akum. That's when he brings a raya. He brings a raya from Taisus in the Russian Erevin. That whenever you have a din derabanan, a din derai, and that whenever you have a din derabanan, so they say mum dina kakum afila lohakel, bein lohakel, bein lohakel. That's a big kiddush. The other gedolim spoke about the same topic. What? How do you deal with all the schnapps and all the chametz in the world that was owned by Ivri Aveira? So they didn't come up with that idea. The other Gedolim, his contemporaries, didn't say that. He was a very original thinker. David Al-Kalina was very original. Yeah, that's the question. Do you have any other malachas that are different, that are quirks? So the Gemara has in Shabbos, Dav Kuvava Meral, the Gemara has a machlekes, Reb Yudah, Reb Shimon, what's the dinam chayvel amavir? So Reb Shimon is of the opinion, Mekalkel is pater by all the malachas except for chayvel amavir. Mekalkel by chayvel amavir is chayv. Why? So the Gemara says he learns it out from Psukim. You have a Pasuk here, you have a Pasuk there. So he says the Psukim indicate that Chayvel and Mavir are exceptions to the rule. And then the Gemara increases, points out, Tosfos always quotes that Gemara increases says that according to the Tana Reb Shimon, that Mekalkel b'Chayvel and Mavir is Chayiv, so not only Mekalkel is Chayiv, Misasik is also Chayiv. Why? Because Mekalkel and Misasik are both based on the same Zeres HaKosov of Alechas Machshev HaSasra Torah. By all the malachas, the din requires malachas machshavas. Really, the pasuk, the Gemara points out, the pasuk malachas machshavas never appears in Chumash in connection with Shabbos. Malachas machshavas is the way the Asiyas HaMishkan is described. The experts had to make the Mishkan, Asiyas HaMishkan, with malachas machshavas. So that's what the Mishnah says in Chagiga, that Hilcha Shabbos are kahararim hatluyim b'sayra. It's like mountains that are suspended on a hair. What does it mean? Halachas mikra muad v'halachas merubas. There are hardly any psukim at all. Then the Gemara gives this example. All the dinim that are based on malachas machshavas, malachas machshavas says by the Mishkan, it never says it by Shabbos. But the Torah says you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos by making the Mishkan. So you see that the activities that were done for the Asiyas HaMishkan are labeled as malachas. So we borrow the concept of malachas machshavas from the Mishkan and we apply it to Hilcha Shabbos. So the Gemara says there increases that according to the Tana Reb Shimon, the Mikalkal b'chayiv v'mavir is chayiv. So not only Mikalkal is chayiv, Misasik is also chayiv. Why? So Tosfos explains because they're both learned out from the pasuk of Malachas Machshavas. There are a lot of dinim that are based on the pasuk Malachas Machshavas. Kelacha yad. If you do a malacha like day shinui, you're not chayiv. If you do a malacha be Mikalkal, you're not chayiv. We were learning in Gittin, Ksav shel kayom. So in a get, there's one din of Ksav Shel Kayama. And in Hilcha Shabbos, it's a din, all the Lamentas of his Malachas. Ksiva on Shabbos has to be Ksav Shel Kayama for two reasons. Number one, because Hilcha Shabbos all require Shel Kayama. Malachas Malshevus has to return. Number two, because Ksiva and Kalatar Kula needs Shel Kayama. Ksav Shein Shel Kayama is not called Ksav even by a get. He spoke about Kesher Shel Kayama. Kesher, the Gemara says, Kesher Shel Kayama applies to Tefillin also. But it could be that it applies to Hilcha Shabbos, not only because it's the definition of Kesher, it could be that it applies in Hilcha Shabbos more so than it applies in Hilcha Tefillin, because on Shabbos you need, all the malachas have to be Shel Kayama. So that condition of Shel Kayama is also based on the pasuk of Malachas Machshavas. There's a Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim says that if you carry on Shabbos Pachas Mikashir, you have a series of Mishnayos in the middle of Masechah Shabbos. List off what is the Shir for Haitzah. how much do you have to carry? So it says, we had an ingitin. If you carry three different kinds of parchment, what is that parchment normally used for? So whatever it's normally used for, that's the size it has to be. A piece of paper, a piece of wood, a piece of metal, food, Michael Bein, Michael Adam, each item, whatever you carry, has a different shear. So what if you carry less than a shear? So the Gemara says, on Mem Zayinam and Aleph and Zrachim, that's the last line in Perek Beis Shammai, right before Zer Mekoyma. Perek Beis Shammai is the Perek immediately preceding Perek Zer Mekoyma. So the last line in that Perek says that if you carry less than a shear on Shabbos, it's a lack of Malachas Masheves Asra Torah. So that's a big deal in Achreinim. That's a big shaila. Does that apply to all the lamentas of his malachas? Any malacha that requires a shear? So if you do the malacha less than the shear, it'll be mutam and atar because you're lacking malachas masheves. A malacha that's lacking malachas masheves is not a malacha by definition. Or maybe I should say no. The Prima Gadim assumes this is only by hoitzor. Because Tosis writes on the first daf of Masechah Shabbos, and the Rishonim bring this up every so often. Hoitzor is a malacha gruhi. From the lamentas of his malachas, hoitzor is weaker. In what sense is Hoitzor weaker? So there's a discussion in Masechas Avodah Zarah. The Ran and the Rashba have different explanations as to why Hoitzor is Malacha Gru. It's usually assumed because the other 38 Malachas, you're changing something. It's creative activity. Masheini Ken Hoitzor, just moving it from one place to the other. The whole creative activity is that if the handkerchief is home and I'm going to sneeze and shul, so it's not going to help me. So I carry the handkerchief. If the keys are home and I want to get into the house, the keys are inside the house. I want to get into the house, it's not going to help me. So I carry the keys in the street on Shabbos where there's no Erev in order to get it. So that's a creative activity. I have the keys in a different location. But really, I didn't make any change in the keys. I didn't make any change in the handkerchief. So that's why Hoitzor is considered the Malacha Grua. There's no Chiddush over there. You didn't create anything new. All the Yisurim of Shabbos, it says in the Chumash, Azech Elamayse Bereshis, the Rabbi Shalom created the world with a creative activity. He created Yesh Me'ayin. It didn't just take something over here and move it over there. So Hoitzor really shouldn't be a malacha. So that's a question. That concept that Tosfos says, Hoitzor is a malacha grua. So therefore you need psukim every step of the way. Does that have any relevance? Is that just a havamina? If not for the psukim, I would have said this, I would have said that. But now that you have all the psukim, Hoitzor is back in the group of the lamentas of his malachas, exactly the same as all the other 38 malachas. Are there differences halacha lemaisa now too? So the Prima Gadim says yes. Prima Gadim says there is a difference. If you carry less than a shear, so the Gemara says there in Zerachim, that's a lack of malachas masheves. So you think that's only by Hoitzor. If you do another malacha less than a shear, so Rashi writes in Shabbos, that'll be chatzi shear osman atar. Only by Hoitzor, it's a malacha grus. If you carry less than a shear, that'll be het to gomer on the level of their eyes.
What, the exerce cost of a malachas masheves is not by everything?
That's the question. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, according to the Tana Reb Shimon, malachas masheves doesn't apply to chayv ulamavir. Not only is mekalkal chayiv, the sasik is also chayiv. But by...
So
no.
We assume that kalach yad helps by all malachas.
Yeah. Carry kalach yad is also put, yeah. By all the malachas, yes.
So you see malachas machshavas works by everything.
For sure. It applies to all the malachas, yeah. But it more so by Hoitzor. Since Hoitzor to begin with is a malacha grua, it shouldn't have been a malacha at all. So it's a chiddush from psukim. The Gemara needs psukim to indicate. The Gemara does need psukim in the other 38 malachas. The Gemara needs psukim to prove that Hoitzor is also included in the listing of the malachas. Even after you've included it, so malachas machshavas adds on a prat only if you do Hoitzor with a shir chashuv. If you do Hoitzor pachas mikashir, so that's a lack of malachas mashav. Do another malacha pachas mikashir is a chatzi shir asmanatar. But by Hoitzor, that's how the Prima Gadim understands. It explains more dinim based on this assumption. Then the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Tzadik Vav has a discussion. How do you know Mavrid al Anamis Bishus Arabi? So the Gemara says it really shouldn't, it's not a 40th malacha, and it really shouldn't qualify to be considered a tolda of Hoitzor. It's always your Moitzi Meshus Lushus. Mavrid al Anamis Bishus Arabi is not Moitzi Meshus Lushus. The Gemara says, and it wasn't in the Mishkan, there was no Mavrid al Anamis Bishus Arabi. The Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, Elo, Mavrid al Anamis Bishus Arabi, Hilchus o Gemiri lo. It means it's Aloch al Moshe Messina. We have a tradition that it's considered a tolda of Hoitzor, even though we wouldn't have said it on our own. Even though it doesn't really make sense, we would never have said it on our own. That's the halacha Moshe Messina. So some of the Rishonim write There's a sefer on Sukkah that's called Kapas Tomorrow by one of the early Sfaradish Gedolim from quite a few centuries ago. So the Kapas Tomorrow is he has on Rosh Hashanah Yuma and Sukkah. He has on Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Truah. Sukkah is called the Kapas Tomorrow. So he has every so often he quotes Kisva Yad from Rishonim that we don't have. So he quotes from Atosus Rishonim, he quotes a Ksav Yad from Atosus Rishonim that by Mavrid Alanamis Bishus Rabbim, since it's Hilchus Admiri law, it's not governed with the rules and regulations of Malachas Machshavas. Malachas Machshavas says in Chumash only are those Malachas that are based on Pesukim and Chumash. But Mavrid Alanamis is not based on anything in Chumash. You would never figure it out. It's Hilchus Admiri law. So therefore what? So it should come out all of the Nafkaminas. It should come out a lot of Nafkaminas. So he quotes this Tosfos Rishonim to explain a different prat. That if a person, let's say, picks up a sefer in the house, planning to put it down in the house, and then after picking it up, then he decides to carry it out into the street and put it there. So he did Akira and Hanochik. He did Akira here, he did Hanoch and the Rishus Arab. So the Gemara says, but since Lahois Akira Mishor Rishayna Lakach, when he picked it up, initially he didn't intend to take it out in the street, he planned to put it down in the house in another location, so the Gemara says that you're not chay. So the Tosfos Rishonim on Sukkah wants to say, there's a difficult Gemara there, the Gemara says, Zer Shemi Yavarena Dalar Amis Bishus Arab. So Rashi and Tosfos have a whole discussion, all the Rishonim discuss the problem. Why does the Gemara say, Gzer Shemi Yavarena Dalar Amis Bishus Arab? Why does the Gemara say, Gzer Shemi Yatsiyenu? So Rashi gives a wild answer that we don't understand. Rashi says, because a lot of times you'll violate Mavir Dalar Amis, but you won't violate Motzi Mishus Lushus. For example, the fella picked up the shofar, let's say, on Rosh Hashanah. He picked up the lulav on the first day Sukkot Shechali is Bishat. Picked it up intending not to take it out of the house. And then he realizes he doesn't know how to blow shofar, so he's going to take it out of the house. So since Lois Akira Misho Rishonah Lekach, so it won't be Chayv HaMotzi Mishus Lushus. So that's why the Gemara had to say Gzer Hashem Yavirenu. So what does it help Gzer Hashem Yavirenu? Shouldn't be Chayv HaMavir Dalar Amis either? If it wasn't Akira Misho Rishonah Lekach. Why is it a difference between Motzi Mishus Lushus and Mavir Dalar Amis? So that's what all the Rishonim, Tosfos says that Kashan Rashi. So the Kapas Tmarim quotes from a Ksav Yad from a Bala Tosfos that Rashi holds that Lahois Akira Mishor Rishayna Lakach, if you did the Akira planning to put it down in the same location, you didn't plan to take it out, the reason why you're not Chayiv is because of a lack of Malachas Masheves. And the lack of Malachas Masheves is only a mitigating factor in Motzi Mishus Lushus, because Hotzoh is a Malacha based on Pesukim and Chumash. But Mavir Dalar Amis, you don't have any Makaris and Chumash for that. That's purely Halacha Moshe Misina. So since it's purely Hilchus Agmiri law, that's the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Vav, Mavir Dalar Amis Bishus Aram is purely Hilchus Agmiri law, so it's not governed with the rules and regulations of Malachas Machshavas. That's a very big Chiddush. Anyway, every so often you have a possibility of a Malach. We have 39 Malachas. Every so often you have a possibility of a Malach which has a quirk to it. One Tana holds that Havara is different. One Tana holds that we assume that Hoitzoh is a Malacha Grua. One Tana is of the opinion Mechayv Lamavar are different. And some Rishonim are of the opinion that Chorosh HaBakotzer are different. The Gemara says there's a Matzasi Kosov and Megillas. The Gemara says that they had a Ksav Yad from one of the Tanoim, private notes from one of the Tanoim, that there are 39 Malachas on Shabbat, and one of them Yirat Chayv Nisan. They're not sure which one. So must have a mocker somewhere in Chumash that one of them malachas you're not chayv misa for. We don't accept that opinion. We assume that there's misa and kares by all the lamentas of his malachas.
Should we study the process?
If you would have held like that, Tana,
every single one, you'd never be able to.
Right, you'd never be able to give Misa. So the Gemara has a braisa that Hoitzoh for sure has Misa. So the Gemara says, Maikam Ashmalon. And even according to that Tani, he's not sure which Malacha you potter from Misa, so therefore you potter on all of them, Savin Lefarsh is local, but Hoitzoa Fishu Yechai. Hoitzoa, they had a tradition, that's not one of the malachas that's under the Sofek. The other 38 malachas, if anything, one would have thought the reverse. Hoitzoa is the malacha grua. So if you want to pin the blame on some malacha that you're not chayv, you should have thought it's Hoitzoa. So the Gemara says in the first parak on Shabbos, no, Hoitzoa is not in the running. Hoitzoa for sure is chayv mis. The Sofek is on the other malachas. The Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos has a famous drush on the pasuk. What do you mean b'chol moshvei seichem? That the din applies even in chutz l'oretz. All the chayvus haguf, the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, whatever is a chayvus hakarka, an agricultural mitzvah, mitzvahs atlis baritz only apply in Eretz Yisrael in Atayr. Whatever is chayvus haguf applies all over the world. So what do you need b'chol moshvei seichem for? In the Klichem, though, he has a whole kuntris about B'chol Moshvei Seichem. He collects all the psukim of Chumash where it says B'chol Moshvei Seichem, and he explains, why do you need the pasuk to say B'chol Moshvei Seichem? Wouldn't I have known on my own that this din applies even in Chutz La'aretz? Anyway, over here the Gemara has a comment. So the Gemara says on this pasuk, L'Sabareish B'chol Moshvei Seichem, B'chol Moshvei Seichem is a reference to Moshe of Bezdin, that not only is a private individual not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos, Bezdin is also not permitted to do a malach of Havora. Why would you have thought that Bezdin... Why Bezdin is allowed to smoke on Shabbos? Why should the Bezdin be allowed to? So the Gemara constructs a whole Kal V'chomer. If A is greater than B and B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. That's the Tosis points out the two kinds of Kal V'chomer. Usually you say A is more chomer than B, and B has a chumrah, so Kal V'chomer that A has the chumrah. Or A is more chomer than B and A has a kula, so Kal V'chomer that B has the kula. That's usually a Kal V'chomer b'din echad l'chaveir. But Tosis says this is a Kal V'chomer Yesh B'chal Masai Mana. If A is greater than B and B is greater than C, A is greater than C, that's a better Kal V'chomer. Tosis says Nafkaminis Ladina, that this is a better style Kal V'chomer. So the Gemara makes such a Kal V'chomer of Yesh B'chal Masai Mana that Misas Bezdin is more chomer than Hakravas Kol HaKarbonos. Because the pasuk says in Mishpatim, if a person is a murderer, you have to give the Anish Misa, or any person is Chayv Misa. It says, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachen Alomis, even if he's the only kohen in the world who can be Makarub the Karbonis. And by administering the Misa's Bezdin, you're going to make it impossible to be Makarub Karbonis till another kohen is going to become Bar Mitzvah, till another kohen will be born, whatever. So the Pasuk says, forget about the Hakravas HaKol HaKarbonis, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachen Alomis, even if he's the only kohen. So you see that Misa's Bezdin is more chomer than Hakrobas Kola Karbonis Kulam. Then the din is Hakrobas Karbonis Tzibur Shezbanam Kavua Deicha Shabbos. So you see that A is greater than B, B is greater than C. Misa's Bezdin is more chomer than Hakrobas Kola Karbonis, and Hakrobas Karbonis Shezbanam Kavua is greater than Shabbos, is Deicha Shabbos. So Misa should follow. Misa's Bezdin should be Deicha Shabbos. So that's why I need a pasuk L'Sivareish B'chom Mashvasech B'yayim HaShabbos. That Mises Bezdin is not Derech HaShabbos. B'chol Mashvasech means Moshe Bezdin. So the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvah, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs and Mitzvahs in the Hilcha Shabbos, he counts these as two lavim. There's one lav you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. And then he counts as a separate lav, Bezdin is not permitted to administer Mises Bezdin on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham asks Akasha and the Rambam, Magen Avraham in the commentary on Shulchan Aruch, yes, the Kash and the Rambam, why do you count it as a separate love? I would have mistaken the Meida Kal V'chomer. I would have thought that if A is greater than B, B is greater than C. If A is greater than C, so Misa Bezdin is Derech HaShabbos. The Pasuk Kamash Malon, that there's something wrong with the Kal V'chomer. Something wrong with the Kal V'chomer, so you're left with the din, and Misa Bezdin is not Derech HaShabbos. So you're not prepared to administer Misa Bezdin on Shabbos because it's Chilul Shabbos. So the Rambam already counted the din that you're not letting be Mechal Shabbos. Why does he count this as a separate loy sesa in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? Why is it a separate lav? Then the Rambam writes to give Malkus on Shabbos is also included in the lav. Why is Malkus included in the lav? Why? Because when you give Malkus, he's going to bleed. Right, but it's a malacha shein tzvichel l'gufi, you're not interested in the bleeding. So they say, oh, the Rambam l'shitasa. The Rambam holds a malacha shein tzvichel l'gufi and a malacha derais. And what if the guy is so strong, he's so sturdy, when you give him all the Malkus, he doesn't even bleed? Probably going to get a black and blue mark, so it'd still be a malacha derais. So that's strange. So that's why a few Gedolei Achrayim came up at this time, found the one who really explains it well is the Avnei Nezer. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over things from the Avnei Nezer. So this is one of them that he said over, lock, stock, and barrel, the whole piece. But Mendel Kasha has a long Arichas on this. Mendel Kasha put out a sefer many, many years ago, HaRambam HaMechilta de Rashbi. Different dinim and the Rambam, where the source, the Rambam, all the dinim and the Rambam is always quoting, either from Gemaris or Tosefta's or Yerushalmi's or something, unless he writes here early or Chubas HaGoyim something. So every so often there's a din of the Rambam, no one knows what the marker is. So if you fish around, you'll find that the Rambam quoted from the Mechilta de Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So Rav Mendel Kasha, we don't have a manuscript of Mechilta de Rashbi, but he reconstructed part of it based on what Rishonim quote here and there. So he points out this Rambam is based on a Mechilta de Rashbi, that the Mechilta understood that this is a separate law. The Kal Vachomer is correct. A is greater than B, and B is greater than C, so A is greater than C. So Misa's Bezin is Tachadecha Shabbos. If the Bezin will administer Misa's Bezin on Shabbos, they won't be Chayiv as a Mechal Shabbos. They're over a separate law, not to be manish b'Shabbos, shalol lahanish b'Shabbos. And that's what the Rambam says, shalol lahanish b'Shabbos is nothing to do with the Malacha. Even if you give Malkis, even if the guy doesn't bleed at all, even if he doesn't get a black and blue mark. Shalol lahanish b'Shabbos, a lot of poskim say you're not allowed to put a person in cherem on Shabbos and Yom Tov based on this law. Shalol lahanish b'Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik raised the topic, what about if the Bezin will force a person to pay knas on Shabbos? Whenever you parech chov on Shabbos, there's an isa derabban, gzeir shema yichtov. Somebody may write a shoiva. That's the gemara in the end of Shabbos. It's prohibited to be parech chovos on Shabbos. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that we don't perform pidyon haben on Shabbos. If the yom lamed aleph, after the baby was born, occurs on Shabbos yontif, so we don't observe pidyon haben on Shabbos yontif. We do it on mitzoy. We do it after Shabbos yontif erover. Why not? So the official explanation that's given in the Shulchan Aruch is that Pidyon HaBen is Piron Achov. You're not allowed to do Piron Achov on Shabbos Niyon. That happens to be very problematic because let's say I borrowed $10,000 from the bank and I'll come back and I'll tell the teller in the bank I want to pay $10,000. So the teller in the bank will throw me out. What do you mean? Maton Manas Lahakse, that's good for Lulav. That's good for other things. It's no good for Piron Achov. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, if you give Pidyon HaBen money, Matam Anas Lachzer, you're Yotze. So Shaila, if you're allowed to do it, Lachatchila, but if you did it, so you're Yotze. So does that indicate clearly that the Pidyon HaBen is not Piron Achayv? So what did all the late Rishonim, all the Achronim, they all come up with this idea, you're not permitted to perform Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos Yanta because it's Piron Achayv. It's not Piron Achayv. It's a mitzvah's nesina. A mitzvah and sinah that was called today, you're allowed to do. Let's say Ashech the Behema on Yontif. So the Gemara says you're permitted to give Zerah L'chayayim HaKeva to the Kohanim. Or I mix flour with water on Yontif, and I make a dough, and I become Chayv and Chala. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to mix flour with water. It's a Malach of Lush. So you can never become a Chayv and Chala on Shabbos. You became a Chayv and Chala on Erev Shabbos. So if you became a Chayv on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Mafrish to Chala on Shabbos. Even if you're mafresh and on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to give it away to the Kohanim on Shabbos. But let's see, Alosh Isa the Yontif, that's Mutter. So since the Chi of Chala was Chal on Yontif, so you're allowed to be mafresh to Chal and give it away. Ashech the Behema on Yontif. So you become a Chiv and Zerolach Hayayim HaKeva. So you're allowed to give away the Matnas Kuna to the Kohanim whenever the Chi was Chal on Shabbos or on Yontif. So if the Yom Lamed Aleph coincides with Shabbos or Yontif, why don't you say the Chi of Pidyon HaBen was Chal on Shabbos or Yontif? So it should be mutter to give. So that's a question. You got to work on that. That's a question. Why in Shulchan Aruch, the official explanation that they give, why you're not permitted to do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos Yom Tov is because it's Piron Achov. So mid the Rabbanon, we're not permitted to do any Piron Achov. Let's say I have a babysitter from all week long and she wants to get paid. And then the only time she can come is on Friday night. She wants to drive over, go, she's a babysitter, she wants to drive over Friday night. So is it permissible for me to put the money in the drawer? Whatever the $25, and then when she comes to tell her the money's in the drawer, she should collect it there. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Achrayim that's not allowed. Even though I'm not doing the Piron Achov, I just tell her, if you want the money, here it is. It's also called Piron Achov. There's a Gzeir Shema Yichtov there. You're not allowed to pay up Chovas on Shabbos and Yom. So if Bezdin's going to make somebody pay any Chov on Shabbos and Yom, It's awesome in the Rabban Xeris Shem Yichtav. The question is, maybe if Beis Din makes a person pay knas on Shabbos and Yom Tov, maybe that's a nisa deraisa of loisa barayish. Maybe paying knas is considered an einish. It is an einish. It's not an einish aguf. It's an einish mammon. So that's a question. Rav Soloveitchik wasn't sure. According to this Rambam, the way the Avnei Nezer explains it, that there's a separate law. Shalol ha'anish b'Shabbos v'yontav, does it only apply to onshei aguf? Does it even apply to onshei mamon?
In that situation with the money aside, you actually assigned it before. So I mean, all that's really happening on Shabbos, she's coming to collect it. So yeah, you actually paid it before Shabbos.
But that's called piran achayv when the person collects it. That's the piran achayv. Kozman, she doesn't collect it, I'm still chay b'achrayis. The minute I do piran achayv, so I'm no longer chay b'achrayis. So because I set it aside, I designated, I don't become potter from achrayis.
So what would be the situation? Let's say you mail the check out there at Shabbos, and then the check would arrive on Shabbos, and so it's the same thing.
At least I didn't do the piran. The mailman did it. I didn't do Amir Lenoch. I didn't tell him to deliver the mail on Shabbos. He could, as far as I'm concerned, he could wait till after Havdalah. Sometimes they deliver the mail after Havdalah. Sometimes they wait till Monday. They take their time.
What's the Rambam source of the Yisr Lahanish?
The Yisr?
Yisr Lahanish to punish.
This Brisa. L'Sivareish, B'chol Mashu Sech, Limar makes this
so
whole Kal V'chaymer.
So in that case, why is he counting as a mitzvah? Something which is basically a drasha, not
pasuk tzad and pasuk. After the Gemara interprets it, it comes out this whole lav is telling you that din. It's not really the whole lav. The phrase b'chol moshvasech and Tosis points that lo sevaru eish. Why is Havara signaled that either la lav yotzas or la chalik yotzas? And this Gemara is asking why does the phrase b'chol moshvasech appear here? It cannot mean b'chol moshvasechem afilu b'chutz laretz. Shabbos is not an agricultural mitzvah, so there's no havamina that it shouldn't apply b'chutz laretz. So the word b'chol moshvasechem means even Moshe Beis Din, I would have thought. So it's a good question. Yeah, it's a good question. Why does it count it as a separate law of the minyan mitzvah if it's not lefi pshuta shel mikra? That is a good question.
It should be also a law shebichlalos.
A law shebichlalos. In what sense a law shebichlalos?
Sasekam alaf means two things.
Oh, this is a separate pasuk. Lois of Arish, B'chama Shetech, Liyai Mashabbos, goes on Onshi Beis Din. Sasekam Malacha is Malacha.
Lois of Arish, B'chama Shetech means Beis Din, and it also means everyone else. They don't hold the Havara L'Chalak Yotzes.
Mubi say it's Havara L'Chalak Yotzes. It goes also on Malachas. Maybe it is a Lav Shebechlalas. Maybe it is. Probably wouldn't get Malchus. Probably will not get Malchus on this.
The Rambam says in the Shrashim also that you don't count it.
So that's his kasha. That's a good kasha. It's not Lefi Pshuto Shal Mikra. That is a good kasha. There's a little Taisvis on Masech HaShabbos, Dafayin Gimel Amar Aleph. But the Mishnah lists off all of the Avos Malachas, all the 39 Avos Malachas. So almost all the Malachas require a certain minimum shear. If you do the Malacha less than the shear, you're not chay. Almost all of them have. The Mishnah doesn't mention the shear for each and every one. The Mishnah mentions by three or four of them, it tells you the shear. So there's a little Tosis Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosis doesn't understand why did the Mishnah singled out Ha'oisa shnei bati nirin, ha'erik shnei chutim, ha'patzea shnei chutim, ha'toifa shtei tviris, ha'kaisim shtei oisiyas. Why does it single out the shurim on these? Kotzer. All the others have shurim also. Zore, bore, teichem, merak. Everything has a shir. Lo, sh'oifa, goizis. Everything has a shir. Why did the Mishnah only single out five things? The Tosfos says they don't know. Zarach lefarish lamed pirish kana ba'orig be'pateh be'tayfe be'koysim shiur tvemi b'shar. Tosfos doesn't know why these five malachas were singled out. That's a little tesis on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Menchas Chinuch has a whole kuntris on the malachas of Shabbos. Kuntris Masach HaShabbos, now they print it separately. So people who could go on the train or on the bus and carry this little pocketbook with them, just as the Minchas Chinuch on the Malachis, on the Lama Tes Avos Malachis. So the first page in that Minchas Chinuch, in the Kuntris, Masach HaShabbos, he quotes from Mordechai Benet. Mordechai Benet was a great Goyen. He was the chief rabbi of Hungary when the Chassam Sofer was a young man in Hungary, in the Rabbonis in Hungary. He was sort of the chief rabbi of the whole area. Mordechai Benet has a sefer on Melech HaShabbos that's called Magen Ovis, on the Ovis Malachas. So on the first page in this sefer, he gives a suggestion to Farem for Tesis Kasha. He says maybe these five Malachas are different from the others, that here the Shir is an intrinsic part of the Malacha. That if the Malacha Pachas Mikashir, then it's Heta Gomer on the level of the Rice. Maybe by all the other 30 malachas, whatever, 34 malachas, lamatas, 7 malachas. So five of them have the shear singled out. Maybe the other 34 malachas, if you do a malacha pochas mikashir, it'll be chatzi shear asman atur. But by these five malachas that are singled out, maybe these five, the shear is intrinsic to the definition of the malacha. That if you do pochas mikashir, maybe here it'll be het to gom. So, question. That's his suggestion to Farem for Tosis Kash. Anyway, the upshot of the story is that not all the malachas are necessarily treated the same. All men are created equal, but some are more equal than others. So some malachas are different from the others. The couple of psukim here, the seven times that the Torah repeats the tzivuyim on the malachas HaMishkan, there are three psukim that stand out as being very unusual. Beginning of Vayakel is one of the three. It says you should make this, you should make that. It's Amishkan Vesahala Mikhse, you should do this, do that. Then it says you should make Mizbach HaKtoires, you should make Shemen Amishcha, and Ktoires HaSamim, and Masach HaPesach LaPesach HaMishcha. And one Pasuk Tesva. So it says you should make a Menorah, you should make Shemen Lamar. That's in one Pasuk Yudalit. Pasuk Yud Gimel, we understand. You should make a shulchan. You should make lechem apanim. You should make lechem apanim to put on the shulchan. Make a menorah. Make shemen amor to burn the shemen amor on the menorah. You should make a mizbech haktoris. Then you should make toris hasamim to burn on the mizbech haktoris. That we understand. But why does it put shemen hamishcha in the middle of the pasuk of mizbech haktoris? Shemen hamishcha was to be mekadesh. The Gemara says, "Kol haKelim Shalosh Moshe Mishichas Mekadshasam." All the Kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made had to all have Mishicha. The Mizbech HaNechoshes and the Mizbech HaZohav and the Shulchan and the Menorah, every single kli had Mishicha B'Shem and HaMishcha. So why does it stick in Perik Lamed Hey Pasuk Tezvav? The Cheskuni is bothered with that kash. Cheskuni was a Rishon. I think he was a contemporary of Rashi. I think he writes on Rashi Shlita. Rashi is still alive. They just asked the kashi, he doesn't have a teretz. It's a pella. Why does it put Shemen HaMishcha in the middle of the pasuk of Mizbech HaKtoris? I saw in the Torah Shlema, he quotes a wild answer that one of the Balei HaTosfos gave. We have the Pirush of Rabbi Yosef Bchor Shor on Chumash. Tosfos quotes the Bchor Shor. Rarely. Tosfos on Shas. Once every 150 dafim. Tosfos will quote the Bchor Shor. You got to ask that guy, the Baki in Shas. How many times Taisus quotes the Bchor Shor? Not too often. So the Bchor Shor has a commentary on Chumash. So he says that they had to put Shemen HaMishcha into the Ktoiras. So that's what Mendel Kasha says, he never heard of that. There's no source for that anywhere. The Ktoiras, it has Yudal of Samamanim. Who says that they put in Shemen HaMishcha? That's a big Kiddush. Then you have another two Psukim later, which are also problematic, that put Shemen HaMishcha, Shemen HaMishcha be used on Kol HaKelim Shal Shemayshe, Mishichas and Mekadshasim. So here the Shemen HaMishcha is put in the middle of the Pasuk of the Mizbech HaKtoris. We don't understand why. So the Bchor Shor says, because it says you should make Mizbech HaKtoris, you should make Ktoris, and you should have Shemen HaMishcha to mix the Shemen HaMishcha into the Ktoris. That's a very big Chiddush. A very big kiddush. Then you have the psukim later, where you have the Shemen HaMishcha put together with the Mizbach HaNechoshes. It doesn't belong in the middle of the Mizbach HaNechoshes either. It doesn't belong over there either. Kol HaKelim Shash Moshe, they all needed Mashiach B'Shem HaMashiach. There was nothing special about the Mizbeach, more so than anything else. It's also a pella. The Chazkuni asked the question on this pasuk, the beginning of Ayakam. But you have two psukim later also like that, that really not understood. So Rashi and Parshas Tzav asks Akasha, and he doesn't know the answer. Rashi asks Akasha, it says when Moshe Rabbeinu put together the whole Mishkan, it says he took the Shemen HaMishcha, and he did Mishicha on every single kli. Each one of the big dekuni had to do Mashiach b'shemen ha-mishcha. They had a stain, an oil stain, an oil big dekuni. We would have to bring it to the cleaner with an oil stain on it. And that was the mitzvah of the kach, to do Mashiach b'shemen ha-mishcha on each one of the big dekuni. So the pasuk says, in addition to doing the Mashiach b'shemen ha-mishcha on the Mizbach ha-nechoshes outside, Moshe Rabbeinu was mazeh sheva pamim ala Mizbeach from the Shemen HaMishcha. So Rashi says, Lo yadaiti masayin etztava bazeh. He doesn't know, where does it say? It says seven times that you should make the Mishkan. Never says once that he's supposed to, it says which kabbalas to do, you should do Mashiach Misham. It never says you should do seven hazos. So all the mefarshim on Rashi over there, the Gurariya and the Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, they all break their heads and try to give suggestions. Where is the mocker? Where is the mocker for this? Where was Moshe Rabbeinu in etztava? Why did he do this on his own? He did seven hazoras on the Mizbech HaChitzon before he did the Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha. So that's why some of the Torah Shleimer, Rabban Melkasha, has this suggestion. That maybe that's why the Psukim have twice the Shem HaMishcha in the Pasuk with the Mizbech HaChitzon to imply that they had an added din. In addition to the general din, Kol HaKelim Shasham Oishim, Mashiach HaSham Mekad Shasham, there was a specific din over here that they had to do hazor with the Shemen HaMishcha on the Mizbeach HaChitz. Maybe that's the reason why. The Psukim in today's Sedra mentioned a few times that the men and the women were giving donations for the Mishkan. Why does it mention the women? You should say all the Jewish people gave donations. Whoever had, keeps on saying the women gave. So the Midrashim point out that when they were interested in making the egel, so the women did not want to donate towards the egel. They were selective in their donations to charity. They only gave to real legitimate charity. Mishkan they'll give. Egel Azov they're not interested in giving. The men were not, they were just looking for tax exemption. Men just want to make out a check for some tax deductible charity. So the men gave for Avodah Zarah. The Medrash says the expression, "Nitvoim le'egel v'nosnim, nitvoim le'mishkan v'nosnim." If they're asked to give for the egel, they give. They asked to give for the mishkan, they give. But the women were careful; they only wanted to give for a holy cause. So that's why the Gemara tells us that Rosh Chodesh is a yonta for women. That the women have a minig not to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. That the women don't do the laundry on Rosh Chodesh, they don't do any typing, whatever, stitching, cooking food, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov also. You're allowed to do on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do it on Rosh Chodesh also. But to type and to stitch and to these kind of things, to wash clothing, so the meaning is that the women don't do. So Mishnah Berurah discusses, what does that mean? Means that this was a minig in the days of the Gemara. If the minig gestorben is gestorben, if you don't have the minig anymore, so forget about it. Or do you say no? They're supposed to have that minig. So he thinks that they're supposed to have the minig. The women are supposed to have the minig. We should encourage them, even though the minig has deceased already. We should encourage the women. They should readopt that minig. That's the proper minig. That's what the Mishnah Berurah thinks. So what is that all about? That Rosh Chodesh is a yanta for women. Why? So Rashi on the Gemara quotes from Midrashim because the women didn't give to the egel, and the women did give to the Mishkan. So therefore, so what does that have to do with Rosh Chodesh? So the Das Kanim and Bali Ataisa say that the Mishkan was put up on Echad Benissen. So every Rosh Chodesh is an anniversary. It's not an annual anniversary, it's a monthly anniversary. Some people are married, they're happily married, so they celebrate once a year. Some people are so happily married, they celebrate once a month. Other people are so happily married, they celebrate once a week. every week. That's the Jewish people married the Rabbanu Shel Olam on Shabbos. Ba'amin Asinu was on Shabbos. Every Shabbos we celebrate, that's how the Rishonim say. Every Shabbos we celebrate our happy marriage with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And we speak about Ma'amin Hasini, Yismach Moish Matan Schelki, Kevin Amik Rasul, Kotveras Moshe Nasatalom. We're celebrating Ma'amin Hasinai, that's the happy marriage every week. So here, the women are celebrating every Rosh Chodesh is the monthly anniversary. It's not the annual. The annual anniversary would have been on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, when they put together the whole Mishkan, everything was finished, at the conclusion of the Shiva's Me'am Eloin. But it's the monthly anniversary of the Hakamas on Mishkan. So it's a yontif for women to celebrate what? To celebrate the fact that they were careful in their charities, that they only gave donations to valid charities. They didn't give to fake. They wouldn't give to the Egel, they would only give to the Mishkan. That's what the Midrashim say. Rashi in the Gemara quotes it from the Pirkei de Rav Elazar. That the reason why Rosh Chodesh is a yontif for women is because they didn't give to the Egel and they did give to the Mishkan. So that's why the Pasuk keeps on mentioning the fact that the women were giving. Don't just say that all the Jews gave, the women gave. The Psukim describe again Barichas, all a big day kuhuna. Kohen Gadol has to wear Shmoneh Begadim, Kohen Hedi has to wear Dalet Begadim. And many of the threads had to be twined. Not a single thread, had to be mashzar. A lot of threads twined together to make a big fat thread. Sometimes it was kofel shisha, and sometimes it was kofel shmoina. Different threads from the different bigdei kuhuna for the different yiriyos on the Mishkan. That's a shaila in the Rishonim, a big machlokes, whether chutei tzitzis have to be shizurim, do they have to be twined or not. Rabbi Natan wrote a Sefer Ayosha. So he wrote an introduction to the Sefer Ayosha. Very unusual. That years ago people wrote an introduction. Today everybody writes an introduction to a book. The Rambam has an introduction, but it's unusual. So the Rabbi Natan has an introduction. And he says his friends encouraged him to write a book because of his different shittas and everything, and he singles out the chutei tzitzis, whether they have to be shizurim or not. The Rabbi Natan had a machlokes, but the other Rishonim, I already forgot which way he held, commenting on Gemara in the last parak in Erevin, whether the chutei tzitzis have to be shizurim or not. So the chaverim of the Rabbi Natan said, you should write down all of your comments on the Gemara, everything is going to be lost. So he writes, that's why he was motivated to write them, because of the chutei tzitzis. The chutei tzitzis is a machlokes, but they need shizurim, whether they have to be twined. If they wouldn't be twined, they would be skinny like anything. The chutei tzitzis would be very thin. So we follow that opinion that chutei tzitzis are twined. But then there's a further machlokes, how much twine do they have to be? Is it enough if you have two strings that are twined one against the other? Or do you say you have to have six strings? Or do you say you have to have eight strings? So now it's common. Everybody sells the kofel shmeina. The tzitzis, the chutei, the woolen strings that are very fat, that are kofel shmeina, they have eight threads of wool that are crossed over, twined, one, all of them twined together, because that's the biggest chumrah you can have over here. It's a question, Rishani, whether it's enough if it's shizurim, two strings together, you need kofel shisha, like some of the begodim and the mishkan, or you need kofel shmeina. So the biggest chumrah is shmeina, so that's our practice, we do kofel shmeina. The Gemara points out in the first parak in Sanhedrin that Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe, the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk, Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe Mishichasa Mikachasam. The thing that was Mikadoshed was the Mishich, but that was only Kelim Shasa Moshe. And the Kelim that will be made in the later generation, Mikam Yelech, after this generation was Avedosa Mechanchasam. They don't use Mishich HaBashem and HaMishcha anymore to be Mikadosh the Kelim. You use the kli, it's a kli chol, you use it for an avodah, and the avodah is mekadoshim. So the question, what do you mean you use it for an avodah? You put in a mincha, And by using it for the purpose of a mincha, that's what's mekadosh. But what do you mean? But the kli has to be mekadosh the mincha, and the mincha has to be mekadosh the kli. So how do you get? How do you start off? How do you get to first base over here? It's not called an avoda, unless you have a mincha mekudeshes. But the kli has to be mekadosh. The kli has to be mekadosh the mincha. But if the kli wasn't mekadosh yet, so Rabbi Yosef Engel has his encyclopedia, which is called the Beis HaOitzer. Volume 1 is for the letter Aleph, and volume 2 is for the letter Beis. Under Boim Ke'echot, he always has a whole list of marmekoimus on his topics. It's not an encyclopedia Talmudit of everything that it says in the Gemara. It's an encyclopedia of his chidushim. He has a lot of chidushim. It's an encyclopedia of his chidushim, ideas that he put together. So he has a whole essay on Boim Ke'echot. So just like we had, the Gemara says, how can you give a get to your Eved Kanani? Kol mashikon Eved kona rabbi. So when you give the get to the Eved Kanani, it's like taking the get from your right hand, putting it into your left hand. So the Gemara says, Gita v'yada boin ke'echon. The get is mishach with the Eved Kanani, and once he's yotze l'cheres, now he's able to receive the get. But it can't be mishach for him until he receives it. And he doesn't have his own yad till after he's yotze l'cheres. So that's what the Gemara calls boin ke'echon. So just like the Gemara says over there, boin ke'echon, so the Rishonim have in different places such a comment. This works with Boin Ke'echot also. Boin Ke'echot just means that it's in contradiction to the normal principle that you have to have cause and effect. The cause has to precede the effect. So over here, it's in violation of the principle of causation. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says that's how the Rishonim say, that's how early Achronim say like that. And then he discovered a Medrash that says otherwise. He discovered a medrash that says you have a kli from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that was niskadesh b'mishicha b'shemen amishcha kol hakem shas haMoshe mishichas mekad shabbos asam. So you put a mincha in that kli, then you make a new kli. A lot of kelim broke over the years and they had to make new kelim. So they took a mincha, they put it into the kli that was niskadesh al day mishicha by Moshe Rabbeinu. Then they poured that mincha into the new kli. So the mincha already had a kedushas kli. So they put it into a new kli. And then Abaydasam Achan Chosam, by putting in a mincha, that was Mekadosh, but the mincha already was Mekudosh before they put it in. It was Niskadosh Ayidei, the Kli that had Meshicha from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then once this Kli was Niskadosh Abaydasam Achan Chosam, so if all the Kelim from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu will all smash, or they'll all be missing, they'll all, when you get married, you get glasses, and then after 3 years, no glasses are left. You gotta have everything all over again. The glasses never last forever. After 5 years, whatever, it depends how careful you are. So let's say they had kelim in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So they reached the point, and the vice region, all the kelim disappeared. Yeah, but the new kelim became niskadosh because they put a mincha in the kli that was niskadosh aydei meshicha, and then that's legitimate. And then they poured that mincha into a kli chodosh. So that's avidasa mechan chosim. So that was mekadosh that kli. And then you reach a point that no kelim left in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, but you have kelim that were niskadosh aydei avidasa. Mechan Chasam. So you put a mincha into that kli, it will be mekadosh, and then you pour it into a brand new kli. You pour it into the brand new kli, it already has kedushas mincha. So then it's avidos and mechan chasam. So you go vital like that. So everything boils down to the fact that the initial kedush on everything was ayidei meshicha. Ayidei meshicha b'shem en amishcha. This Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes such a medrash that the kan v'yelach avidos and mechan chasam. Not that avoida mechan chosam is a yesh meyayin. The kedusha does begin yesh meyayin based on boin ke'echot. No, you have to put a kli, you have to put a mincha into one, or put the du kabbalas adam in a kli shoris that was niskadosh al yedei meshicha. Then pour the dam from this kli to another kli, so it's already niskadosh. The dam is already niskadosh. Then you put it into the other kli, so you can do the zrika from the other kli. That's the kiddush that he quotes. That's a shaila. The Gemara says, "Kol hakelim shas hamoshe mishichas mekad shas mekam yelech avidos mechan chosim." So this din was a hayrasho. This was a hayrasho that the kelim shas hamoshe should have kedusha idei mishicha b'shem en amishcha. So what exactly was the hayrasho? The hayrasho was in that generation. That's the way to be mekadosh kelim idei mishicha, and future generations not. Well, the hayrasho was these kelim need Meshich b'shem en amishcha. Take for example, let's say you have a kli from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that was niskadosh al yedei meshicha, and then somehow during the period of the Bais Rishon the kli didn't break and the kli didn't disappear, wasn't stolen, but the kedusha was poka. for some reason or another, and you want to reinstate the Kedushin. So do you say, this is one of the Kelim Shasa Moshe? It's 5 centuries later. It's 700 years later. It doesn't matter. This is a Kli Shasa Moshe. So Mashiach Hasan Nekat Shasan. But he's saying, no, that was only during the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu. After Moshe Rabbeinu died, there's no more Mashiach Hasan Nekat Shasan. So that is a Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis. Rashi is commenting on the Gemara. Gemara is commenting on the Pasuk. In the days of Tanakh, Gemara quotes Pesukim of Divrei Hayomim. In the days of Tanakh, some of the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash were used for Avodah Zarah purposes, so the Kedusha disappeared. They were Yotze L'chulim. So then they wanted to be Chozer Mekadosh Oysam. So Rashi says, they did Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. So on the side of the Gemara, they ask on Rashi, Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha? Moshe Rabbeinu had already died 700 years earlier. Only Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe Mashiach HaSa Mekad Shasa. How can you do Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha in the Tkuf of the Bais Rishay? There was Shem and Amishcha, but the din is supposed to be Avodasa Mechan Chasa. So the Achronim say, no, but this was a Kli Shasa Moshe. This Kli was made by Moshe Rabbeinu. True, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekadosh HaDei Mashiach, and the Kedusha disappeared, but this is a Kli Shasa Moshe, so now also Mashiach HaSa Mekad Shasa. You want to be re-Mekadosh it 700 years after Moshe Rabbeinu died, so you got to have Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. That's the Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis. On the side of the Gemara, they point out, Rabbi Tzal Ranshba points out this whole discussion from the Mefarshim on the Rashi. The Rambam's opinion, the Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid regarding Kedushas based on Mikdash, where they say Kitchel Lasi Lavoyana. So the Rambam's opinion is that Kedushas based on Mikdash for sure was Kitchel Lasi Lav. From the day number one that Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadosh the Bais Rishon, so the Kedusha always remained there and it was never Paka. And the Ravid says not so. Not only the Kedushas Bais Rishon was Paka, even Kedushas Bais Sheni was also Paka. And now there's no Kedusha on the Har HaBayis, there's no Kedusha on the Makom HaMikdash. We usually assume, like the Rambam, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's a Sveik HaDina, whether the Kedusha, whether the Makom HaMikdash retains the Kedusha or not, and therefore we Sofek, Tomei is not allowed to enter the Har HaBayis, but Bezman is that maybe the Rambam is right. But we usually assume that the Rambam is right based on the Mishnah in Yuma. The Mishnah says in Yuma that in the period of the Bais Sheni, the Orem with the Luchas was not there in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So when the Kohen Gadol goes in on Yom Kippur, Lefnai B'Lefnim, he's supposed to be Mazeh in front of the Orem, Bein Shnei Abadim. He's supposed to be Mazeh. So in Bais Sheni, the Orem was not there. Where was the Orem? It's another discussion where it was. But it wasn't there, that's for sure. The Pesukim say in Tanakh, the Orem was removed. When they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't bring back the Orem. So if it wasn't there, so what does it help that Kohen Gadol is Mazeh Keneg in the Mokum where the Orem used to be? So usually assume that that's based on Kitchel Asi Lavoi. Not only did we say Kitchel Asi Lavoi, but the Mokum HaMikdash in general was Kitchel Asi Lavoi. No, not just the general Kitchel Asi Lavoi. Every spot, the Heichel had more Kedusha than the Azorah. And Ben Hur Lavan HaMizbeach had more Kedusha than the rest of the Azorah. And the Kodesh HaKadoshim had more Kedusha than the Heichel. And the Bein Shnei Abadim had more Kedusha than the rest of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There were Esther Kedusha saying, there were 10 levels of Kedusha, each level higher than the other, and the highest level is Bein Shnei Abadim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the higher level of Kedusha than the rest of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we assume that everything was Kitcha Losi Lovoi. That's how Rav Elba Lasolovechik pointed out. That's how we usually understand the Mishnah. Why the Kohen Gadol and the Bais Sheni was Mazeh? It says in the Mishnah there was an Evan Shasiya, Evan Hoysah Shama. There was an Evan Shasiya there, and the Kohen Gadol used to be Mazen, the Bais Sheni, Keneged the Evan Shasiya. Why? But he's supposed to be Mazen in front of the Orai. The answer is, Kitcha Losi Lovet. That's how we usually assume. How does the Ravid understand it? I don't know. We assume that that's the highest level of Kiddusha. They say the name of Rameiro Shapiro, he was the Rav in Lublin. He founded the Lublini Yeshiva. The building is very impressive. If you saw the photograph, with the big gigantic pillars in front of the building, unbelievable. He made this big yeshiva with a dormitory, with a cafeteria. They never had that before. They never had the yeshiva with a dormitory. The Bochum had to go rent places. And they had to eat meals by balabatim, and they didn't always get the meals, and they didn't always treat them nicely. And he felt he got to have a yeshiva with a cafeteria, with a dormitory. It has to be al atzara yosetayv. So that building was used for quite a few years by the Polish government. They used it, I think, for a pharmaceutical school. And now they're using it back again for a yeshiva. I don't know how many people are interested in learning in Lublin. Anyway, so he died at a young age. He was a famous speaker, a famous orator. He was one who founded the idea of the Daf Yomi. Came up with this idea. Look how popular it became now. So he has a famous drasha on this topic, that the holiest place in the Beis HaMikdash, from the Eser Kedushas, the holiest location is Bein Shnei Abadim. Why? Because that's where the two Kruvim are. And it says, that's where the Shekhinah spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu there. So the location, Bein Shnei Akruvim, that's the holiest place. Then you look in Chumash Bereishis and Parshas Bereishis, when Adam Rishon was punished and it was chased out of Gan Eden, Vayatkin Sham is Shnei Akruvim, Mikedim Le Gan Eden, and Rashi says they were Malachi Chavola. To keep Adam Rishon out of, they were terrible angels. They were terrible angels. How can it be over here that this is the holiest location in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It's Ben Shnei Akruvim, and there they're Malachi Chavola. It's an Ishkin Kasha, the different group, a different thing. But Al-Derech HaDrash, yes, the Kasha. So he said, the answer is, if you're by the Shnei Akruvim and you're listening to the voice of God, then it's the holiest place in the world. But if you're not listening to the voice of God, the Rishi wasn't listening. He violated the tzivuyim. When you don't listen, then the kruvim turn into malachi chavala. When you listen to the koel Hashem, then it's the holiest thing in the whole wide world. At the end of Parshas Pikudei, there's a fantastic chiddush in the Sforno. The pasuk says, "Vaychas ha'on anasol moed." After they completed the shivus me'amiluim and so on. There was an onan on top of Almoed. Chor Hashem molei es hamishkon. V'lo yachol Moshe lavo al Almoed, ki shochan alof ha'onan. Chor Hashem molei es hamishkon. The onan was filling up the whole oil moed, the whole mishkon, the whole time. So he, Sfarno understands that this was all 40 years in the Midbar. The onan, there was an anan. There was an onan that represented Kod Hashem in the Mishkan the whole time. There was a different onan, it says. V'halos ha'onan me'al ha'mishkan yisu b'nei sol b'chol ma'aseyim lo yale ha'onan v'le yisu ka'ad yom ha'onan anan Hashem al ha'mishkan yom v'eshti elad bo'o leinu kodos ha'beis Yisrael b'chol ma'aseyim. That's a different thing, but all the 40 years there was an onan, not just outside on top of the Mishkan, anan Hashem maleis ha'mishkan. So he has a fantastic chiddush. He says the normal haktoris every day of the year doesn't necessarily have to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Adlokas HaMenorah doesn't have to be done by Kohen Gadol. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does all the avodas. But all year long, you don't need a Kohen Gadol. But in the Midbar, it says that Aaron did the Adlokas HaMenorah every day, and Aaron did the haktoris. Why is that? So in the end, Derech HaPshat, there were only 5 Kohanim. Aaron and he had 4 sons, 2 sons died, there were only 3 Kohanim. So someone had to sleep, someone had to work, they had to take turns. So they were mechabed Aaron. There was no one to draw lots with. So they were mechabed, let the Kohen Gadol do the avodah, poshim shor. So the Sforno has a whole interpretation. He says the reason why you need a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, because when you burn the ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so it says, how does it say in Parshas Achrimos? The Anan Haktoris Moleas HaMishkon. So whenever you have Onan in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you require an Avoida by Kohen Gadol. Yeah, but that's Anan Haktoris. That's Anan Haktoris. The Mishnah says in Yuma, when the Kohen Gadol remembered Haktoris, it'll be the Smala Kalabais Kula Oshan. The smoke would fill up the whole Kodesh HaKadoshim. Here wasn't smoke, this was a different honor. It was Anan Hashem. So the Sforno puts the two together. He thinks that just like on Yom Kippur, we require Avodah B'Kohen Gadol because you have Anan Hashem. because Anan Akhtaris represents the Shechina, so too the whole 40 years in the Midbar, all the Avodas in the Hechel had to be done, the Akhtaris every day, and twice a day, and Hadlakas Aminara once or twice a day, however often it was done, the Ramah was twice a day, others all once a day. The Avodas done in the Hechel had to be done by the Kain Gadol, and then he says, Lasi Lava, the Psukim say, there will be an Anan that will be even greater than there was in the Midbar for the 40 years. And the Bayis HaShlishi, there will be a Hashras HaShchina that will be so visible and palpable, Lasi Lava, that will require a Kain Gadol all the time to do the Avodas in the Hechel. That's quite a Chiddush. I don't know if he has any sources for this. That's how the Sfarno has in a few places. One of them is the concluding psukim in Parshas Pikudei. That could be. You have to look in the Haftarah Parshas Achodesh. So it says something about the Nosi. So I think Rashi and Yecheskel has two pshatim. Whether the Nosi is referring to the Melech and the Nosi is referring to the Kain Gadol. So it refers to the Kain Gadol. So then it sounds like you're going to need a Kain Gadol, Asi Lava, to do all the Avodas inside the Hechel. I don't think the Sfarno quotes that pasuk, but that's how Rashi has one suggestion along the lines of this Sfarno. This Shabbos is Parshas HaChodesh, okay? Make sure you don't miss the Kriyas HaTorah.